This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. John the Revelator, put it in.
Judgment yesterday about the big Steve Bannon controversy until we got to hear a statement from Bannon, because the reporter that Bannon reportedly sat down with for hours and hours of tapes that we now learned of has been known for misquoting people and taking things out of context. I don't want to cause infighting. I don't want to derail an attempt to reboost and reboot our republic. That's not what we do here at InfoWars, as everyone knows. Infighting is not what we do. But once we got the statement from Bannon last night on Breitbart Radio about, oh, I love the president, nothing's going on, gee, I'm a nice guy, but not denying that he made those quotes about, oh, they're going to break Trump Jr. like an egg, and Trump's not going to make it, and Trump doesn't want to win. I mean, it is two-faced garbage. And so he doesn't deny it. Some folks got mad at me yesterday saying, hey, you know, let's go up against Bannon. This is BS. I mean, these are quotes. It must be real. And I said, well, let's hear what Bannon has to say. And when we did, it was very snaky. So we didn't elect Stephen Bannon, and Stephen Bannon didn't get the stock market's 25,000. He didn't get the best job numbers in modern history. It had 25,000, you know, new jobs every few days. U.S. private sector added 250,000 jobs in December alone. Versus the estimate of 190,000. It's the American people and the resurgence of the Republic and the info war and all of you that did that. But Bannon set himself up as the leader. Mainstream media said that he was this evil white supremacist devil with no proof, which wasn't true. And now they say he's the best little darling angel cake the world has ever seen. I got to tell you, there's one thing I don't like above all others, and that's treachery. And Trump never said anything bad about Bannon. And then Bannon came out with this book and came out with this author and then now wants to play it with his Breitbart supporters. Like, oh, I've got the clip coming up in the next segment. I like the president. He's a good person. And I don't know what's going on. Why is everybody so upset? So that, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly how you do it. It was a calculated political manipulation to drive a wedge in the middle of the libertarian takeover of the Republican Party, but have Bannon act like he's not involved so he doesn't get hurt with his supporters. That's trying to bloody the Trump train's nose, but not get hurt in the action yourself. And so it's definitely gotten me real angry at Steve Bannon. And Roger Stone didn't want to talk about some of the private stuff I've been told by him and others yesterday, but now I talked to him earlier this morning. He said, I'm ready to come on, and we've been too easy on Mr. Bannon. And, man, I tell you, makes me sick. We've also got record cold hitting the East Coast that threatens to knock out the power grid because that's been overweighed. We've got Mount St. Helens reawakening, the big mega volcano in Washington State and Oregon area. Record earthquakes hitting in that area, and also California. We're going to be looking at that. We've got so much to cover here. Tulsi Clinton's denying she's a devil worshiper, even though she's been praising the Church of Satan and talking about how great they are and sending them all these little, you know, friendly tweets over the years that people just pointed out. I mean, folks thought that was fake when it came out a few weeks ago. People pointed it out. No, it's not fake. She says, I'm not a devil worshiper, but I am friends with the Church of Satan. So that's coming up. Also, the U.S. reveals secret weapon, flying aircraft carriers with swarms of gremlin drones. That's coming up. And, of course, what they don't want you to look at in the news with this whole rehash of nothing burger that Bannon has kicked off with his Democrat Party operative. the fact that Grassley, very respected, says Comey appears to have leaked classified memo and committed crimes, and that there's a criminal network of Clintonistas inside the FBI running a fraud. Now, we already know that, but when Grassley signifies it, it's big. But it's all overshadowed with what Bannon's done. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday when we kicked off the transmission, we were only about 5 hours into the excerpts of this new book, Fire and Fury, by a discredited Democratic Party so-called journalist who is known for, quote, misquoting people and manufacturing stories. So he's another mainstream fake news king. Mr. Wolf, amongst the pantheon of disinfo masters, is one of the shining jewels in that profession of prostitution, in my view, and in many others' view, and people who've been interviewed. And a lot of folks have said they've been misquoted by him in other publications. So I said, you know, maybe Bannon didn't say this, or maybe it's out of context. Then we learned he sat down with him off and on for days. So Bannon sought out this individual of noted deception, and that it's on tape. And we noticed that Bannon didn't say anything. About 10 hours in, I went on the air and I said, on Owen Schroyer's war room and Roger Stone's war room that comes on after my broadcast every day. And I said, his silence is deafening. Well, about an hour later, he went on Breitbart Radio, didn't discuss it for an hour and a half of the two-hour show. And then somebody called in and said, why aren't you talking about this? And Bannon said, oh, I love the president. Oh, I don't even know this is controversy is going on. That's exactly how you'd play dumb. When you go out, you pick this little globalist disinfo expert to write this piece with. It comes out. It's all about Bannon, all about how Trump's not going to make it. Trump didn't want to win. The family are a bunch of idiots. Trump's a moron. It's all because of Bannon. I mean, you look at what is in this piece of sophistic disinformation. It's clearly exactly what Bannon wanted. And it's the perfect timing, working with the mainstream media right as the Russiagate implodes, to now roll this out with the whole 25th Amendment push that's now in Politico and the New York Times and NBC. They're all saying it in press briefings, you name it. You heard it here first back in, what, March of this year, last year now, 2017, with Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign. So Bannon is at the heart of the attempt to take down the president now. And it's just like something out of a Roman tragedy. It's like something out of what really happened with Julius Caesar. So as we go to Roger Stone to break this down to get his take on it, because the gloves are coming off here. I'm not going to let somebody, and I know you're not going to get in the way of our republic being restored. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banners openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of the government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their faces and their arguments. He appears to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of the nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. That is Marcus Tullius Cicero, member of the Roman Senate and famous historian and orator and philosopher. And I have to say, Bannon's response going, I don't know anything about this. I love the president. But not responding to the quotes, not denying the quotes, and we now know there's tapes. You read this, and it is unbelievable attempt to bring down the president. I mean, it is aimed at the president 100%, not just a pissing contest with Jared Kushner. And now that I've had time to go over all this today and yesterday, by about midnight last night, I was sure of it. And Trump slams Bannon, says X8 has lost his mind. He hadn't lost his mind. He's cold-blooded. Scoop, Wolf taped interviews with Bannon, top officials. Trump attorney sends Bannon cease and desist letter for disparaging comments. Bannon loses support from pro-Trump billionaire backer over media fights. In the fight, Bannon started it. Trump Tower meeting with Russians, treasonous. Bannon says an explosive book. Again, Steve Bannon tells Michael Wolff Trump is not going to make it. See that? It's like Tokyo Rose. Benedict Bannon. Donald Trump didn't want to be president. This is the crap coming out of Stephen Bannon. And then when it all comes out, oh, despite blast by Trump, CNN says Bannon reiterates support for the president, and he just doesn't know why, and he's such an innocent person. CNN now loves him so much. Bannon's just a sweet little cupcakey. Meanwhile, Breitbart and InfoWars readers pretty much unanimously side with Trump on war of words with Bannon. Not a war of words. Bannon, if you get mugged, you aren't in a fight. Okay? Everybody's calling this a fight. Bannon stabbed the president and America in the back. It is not! It is not a fight! If somebody rapes your wife, she didn't cheat on you. Gosh, I'm getting angry. So, I was waiting to see what Bannon said. He played it exactly like a snake. Now, that's what I think. I don't know what Stone thinks exactly. We'll get Roger Stone's take on this, but I am enraged right now. Roger Stone, InfoWars.com, reporter and analyst, chief media analyst, and political analyst who has been trailblazing all the major breaking news. It's incredible what you and our team, Corsi, and others have been doing. You know I don't like to infight, and you know I don't like to get like this, but I'm here to tell you, this isn't infighting. When we catch somebody lowering the drawbridge like this, and now we know is the chief leaker trying to derail everything, I think Bannon has been an operative from the beginning, Roger. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, like you, I wanted to give Steve Bannon the benefit of the doubt, particularly in view of the fact of that this author, Michael Wolff, has a long history of fabricating quotes and making things up. Only yesterday, Tom Barrack, one of the president's closest personal friends, who runs a real estate opportunity fund in California, came forward and said that Wolff had completely fabricated quotes from him. But now we learn that Mr. Wolff has tapes and that Mr. Bannon, very sadly, has been caught in an act of absolute betrayal. And I think this is a betrayal based in frustration because, sadly, Steve Bannon doesn't understand Donald Trump. You see, there is no Karl Rove in Trump world. There never was. It's not Roger Stone. It's not Steve Bannon. It's not anyone else. No one puts words in Donald Trump's mouth. No one puts ideas in his head. Sure, he may ask you for advice. He may ponder your advice. He may incorporate some of your advice. But he's not a puppet. He's not a confection. He's not a phony. He's genuine. He's authentic. He's real. Yes, working for him can be frustrating if you think you're in charge, but the idea that Steve Bannon even gave himself the title of chief strategist was a bit of an insult. You see, Donald Trump is his own strategist. And how's he done? Pretty well, I'd say. He came from behind to beat 16 other people for the Republican nomination, all of them more accomplished in politics than he. And then he staged the most improbable come from behind victory where he was massively outspent and outmatched by the mainstream media. Did Steve Bannon do that? No. Did Roger Stone do that? No. Only one person did that. Donald J. Trump. Now, yes, Alex, the president, he's an eccentric. He does things his way. So did George Washington. So did Andrew Jackson. So did Theodore Roosevelt. So did Franklin Roosevelt. Our greatest presidents have all been their own men. They've all been the master of their own strategy and the master of their own fate. The sad thing about this, not only in Bannon's indiscretion, is that he's now being used at a minimum as a pawn by those who are going to move to a 25th Amendment strategy to remove the president.
And he's doing it desperately to maintain his relevancy when he's clearly blowing his feet off with his base.
There's no question, but the base is loyal to Donald Trump, not Steve Bannon or anyone else.
And by the way, I'm loyal to the Republic and my children's future and this American reboot and defending Christianity and our culture. That's why I'm angry, because Stephen Bannon has picked a fight with the future of this country and the world. We'll be back with Roger Stone. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide, and I'm here to tell you what's really happening, and I'm going to get Roger's take on this at his angle and see if he agrees. You have bombshell information coming out, not just about Russiagate, but about a Clinton crime network inside the FBI and Justice Department protecting the Clintons and their foundation from prosecution on hundreds of different angles and scams, from child trafficking to sex trafficking. This is Associated Press reports, by the way, out of Haiti and out of Latin America and out of Eastern Europe, and drug running and weapon running and narcotics trafficking and paper play, all the stuff that was in the WikiLeaks. And you've got Senator Chuck Grassley, incredibly respected, says Comey appears to have leaked classified memos to friend, and that's illegal. Comey admits he did. And now we've got even Fox News covering it. So they're beginning to panic. We've got Danny Colson and all these FBI agents coming out saying this is criminal activity. And so we've got them red-handed, not just committing crimes, but not just being in bed with the Russians and the Chinese and everybody else, but then engaging in crime internally to cover it up, and then making up a fake case against Trump and the voters of America to try to keep their cabal in power. So all of this is coming out, and to the rescue, the cavalry riding over the hills, Stephen Bannon, to sit there and regurgitate every lie the globalists have already put out about the meeting that was really about orphanages or dirt on Hillary, saying that's treason. He wasn't even involved in that. Saying that Trump didn't want to win, all this classic garbage, and that Trump's not going to make it, and 25th Amendment stuff. But then we have this clip of him on Breitbart Radio. This is the only thing he said so far. I love the president. It's like kicking the feet out from under, a little kid, and saying, I care about you, Junior, and then slapping you in the back of the head, knocking a little kid down and saying, I really do care about you, and then kicking you right in the teeth. You like your teeth getting knocked out? That's because I love you. That's how I'm going to regurgitate every known lie and be the deus ex emergency man they come to, and the media will now praise me, and I'll be a god. But when I go my own Breitbart constituency that I prey on and get money from, I'm going to go on there and I love you. I'm Stephen Bannon. I'm the leader. I was George Washington. I'm the reason there's a country. We launched the Liberty Movement. We launched the resistance. It wasn't InfoWars. It wasn't Drudge. It wasn't WorldNet Daily. It wasn't Daily Caller. It wasn't Ron Paul. It wasn't all of us working for decades. It wasn't Trump 30 years ago writing op-eds and paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for full-page ads against NAFTA and GATT. It wasn't his father giving money to the John Birch Society, going back 60 years fighting the globalists. No! It was our King Lord Bannon! But let this be his political tombstone here for all the failures. Because as soon as his little thing in Alabama failed, this happened. Let it be marked as cancer and we move on. And I hope Breitbart reconstitutes and continues its overall good mission. And I don't like having to do this, but I need to put a fork in it when it's done. But moving on, where are we going with this? More on Bannon that you probably told me about. You said you were probably going to go ahead and talk about today, so we can just put a fork in it and move on, put a buoy on this danger zone and then move on, so folks know where the betrayal, where the evil lies, and we move on from what this is smoke screening, the huge recovery, and the crimes of the globalists. Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, you really could, unfortunately, foresee this if you saw the book Devil's Advocate, which looks to me like a thinly veiled a vanity biography of Steve Bannon, because on every other page of the book, Bannon is given credit for Donald Trump's historic victory. Contrast that with my book, available at the InfoWars store, The Making of the President 2016. I think I give credit where credit is due to Donald J. Trump, to his vision, to his courage, to his chutzpah. This guy took on the globalists, took on the mainstream media, took on the two-party duopoly, and he whipped them. He did not need Steve Bannon as a Sancho Panza in that moment.
Now, and let me add this. What about the delusional garbage where he says he may run for president and beat Trump, though he loves him so much? How can a guy that looks like he's got organ failure, and I'm not saying he does, but looks like he's been run over by a truck with dandruff all over him and wearing three shirts, winning the best worst dress award in the world, how can a guy that looks like he's playing a vagabond from some medieval theater show, how can Mr. Dandruff just come out and announce with his big, giant, red, swollen eyeballs that look like an owl on PCP that you poured 14 bottles of scotch on top of? How can this creature, festooned with bodyguards and apparent schizophrenia, how can he become our new lord?
Well, I was headed in that direction. First, let me say this. You know, Steve is opposed to the globalists except for when he's for them. It was Steve Bannon who promoted the appointment of Rex Tillerson to the Secretary of State's office. It was Steve Bannon who promoted the promotion of General John Kelly, both a globalist adverse to the Trump agenda. Steve Bannon clearly knew that Condoleezza Rice was the chief patron and cheerleader for Tillerson's candidacy. And the fact that we are now upping our troop allotment to Afghanistan, in contrast to what the president promised in his campaign, I think is a manifestation of some of those appointments.
That's right. We know he's the guy that brought the neocons in, I guess, to curry favor.
So the idea of Steve Bannon as a candidate is laughable. He is not candidate material. First of all, he looks like he's robbing hobos for his clothing. He seems to not be familiar with soap and water, nor a good razor. I'm very much a style maven, but he is not in any way a viable candidate. I think we got to put this in some perspective. He's a political operative and an amateur one. If you went out on the street here in Austin and asked the first four people who Steve Bannon is, they have no idea. But they know who Donald Trump is, and they know he's bringing America back. If they remove Trump and Pence becomes vice president with Trump's blood on his knife, there will be a challenge to Mr. Pence. But it will not be from Steve Bannon.
That's right. So we're seeing a lot of classical self-serving, trying to maintain relevancy. And the media that said he was Adolf Hitler reincarnated now is saying he's the sweetest angel cake ever and is just a man of the Lord.
Well, and some of his charges are completely ludicrous. For example, one of the things he evidently told Wolf that I read yesterday was that Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner were laundering money and sending it to Russia. False. Bogus. A lie.
That's ridiculous.
Never happened. Never. That doesn't even make sense. It never happened. I told Manafort last night he had to sue Bannon. He's already suing the Justice Department, I'm happy to say, over his own bogus prosecution.
Wow, I know you got to go. That's why you're on the first of the show. But we got to go to break. You got to come back for just a few minutes to finish up with your prediction of the 25th Amendment move. They're now doing it. The move is on. Again, why am I so angry? We're restoring the republic. We're bringing the jobs back. The stock market's up. We're crushing political correctness. And then Steve Bannon, that I've supported and backed in a one-way street with massive traffic to Breitbart. By the way, we're way bigger than Breitbart by every metric. We're trying to help them, and they've got a bad dude at the top. He needs to be removed from Breitbart, or Breitbart will be removed.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, everybody that regularly listens or watches any of our news reports knows that I don't infight if somebody's pro-America, promoting lower taxes, promoting an open free society. I support. But when you sit there and you learn that the source of the infighting and the main source of the leaking that even some of us bought into in a power struggle at the White House was Bannon, which I was told a long time ago and couldn't believe. Now it's confirmed. I got a lot of stuff I can't get into on air. It makes you really upset to have been played partially. Trump is not playing anybody. He's delivering in royal flush extravagance in 1 year in office. We're approaching 1 year on the 20th. And this is so good what's happening. It enrages me to see the clear manipulation of Bannon, not even caring about Breitbart, which is a good organization with a lot of great people, but making it all about himself to be a darling in the evil globalist media. Now, I'm done talking about it, but I wanted Roger to get a brief chance to just say anything else he wanted to and then shift gears to what he is 100% on target of. Said back in March, we play the clip all the time because he talked to high-level reporters. They said if Russiagate fails and the sex stuff fails, they were going to relaunch that. We're going to say 25th Amendment and try to get the cabinet to go after Trump. And who helped bring in people on the cabinet who reportedly may be ready to do this? Stephen Bannon. I hate to just keep attacking him, but now I don't get played a lot. Okay, but let me tell you, talk about a fox in the hen house. This is not good. So joining us again is Roger Stone on that. And we have a video. NBC reporter asked White House press secretary if POTUS is mentally ill. No, you and the left are mentally ill parasites that hate free market. Move to North Korea. So, Roger, finishing up on Bannon and then the 25th Amendment launch, again, from your mouth to the world's ears.
Well, Alex, I think you're right on the money here. You see, the worst part about this whole controversy is that Bannon's words will now be used to further this phony narrative that Donald Trump is mentally unbalanced, he's crazy, he's non-compos mentis. That's all nonsense. Is he eccentric? Yes. Every one of our greatest presidents have had their own personal style. And Donald Trump's style does not say George W. Bush's style. In other words, unlike George W. Bush, Donald Trump doesn't need some idiot whispering in his ear telling him what to say every minute of every day. He's his own man. But make no mistake about this. Even if Mueller is discredited before our very eyes, even with Senator Chuck Grassley, who, by the way, is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, an extraordinarily respected and powerful member of the Senate, now uncovering the corruption of the FBI, the two-party duopoly, the elites of both parties, particularly now that the tax bill has been passed, still are planning to try to remove this president through a coup d'etat, what my friend Stephen Molyneux calls a soft coup. And we know how this works. You would need a majority vote of the cabinet plus the vice president to remove Donald Trump. Now, the president would have the right to appeal that to the U.S. House of Representatives, where, of course, Paul Ryan is in full control. I'm not saying that the caucus would vote to remove the president unanimously, but I think the votes combined with Democrats could probably be found for such an illegitimate action. This is the greatest danger. And now, sadly, I think Steve Bannon's entire strategy is transparent. Evidently, he now supports the removal of our president in some misguided view that he, Steve Bannon, could then challenge Vice President, then President Pence, and the boast that he, Bannon, would run better among evangelicals than Pence. Well, if Mike Pence should become president and does so with the blood of Donald J. Trump on his knife, he will not be the Republican nominee for president in 2020, even if he is a sitting incumbent president at that time. I went through the Gerald Ford presidency and the challenge by Governor Ronald Reagan, and we came that close to beating Ford. And by the way, just to remind you, Ford then lost the general election to Jimmy Carter, opening the door for the Reagan presidency and the first resurrection of our nation, the first effort in my lifetime to make this country great again. But I think Bannon's game plan is now exposed for everyone to see.
Very, very sad. Just desperate to maintain his relevancy, claiming he was the author of the Second American Revolution when it is all of us that are the author, and of course God, who is in charge of all of that. In closing here, Roger, Clearly, it shows the insanity of the globalist, and the Republican establishment is willing to lose the presidency to share power, to continue their power with the multinationals that have hijacked the nation. As we try to remove this foreign globalist scourge, they become more desperate. They failed throughout trying to steal the primary, trying to stop the president being seated with their Russiagate. As you know, it's all failing, so they're becoming more shrill, more out of control by the day. And don't they understand that they would have a Pyrrhic victory? Even if they assassinate the president or trump up something and remove him, pun intended, it's only going to then lionize him as a martyr and supercharge the movement, making people really dig in. I mean, the fight is on. The sleeping giant is awake. Don't they just know that if they give up, they might have a chance to come back later? I mean, from a Machiavelli perspective, them openly fighting like this and pulling out all these dirty tricks is burning them down with the people forever.
I would make 2 points. One, because they have run things the way they want them to be run for the last 30 years, they're arrogant and they overestimate their ability to fool the American people going forward. Secondarily, as the president himself has said numerous times, this isn't about him. He didn't need to be president. He had no burning requirement to be president. He ran for president because he didn't like what he saw happening to this country. The movement is larger than Donald Trump, as he has said numerous times. And if in some way they sideline the president himself, it's too late. The Trump voters, the Trump coalition has been awakened, and we are energized, and we are not going to give up on the fight to beat back the globalists and beat back the two-party duopoly that's destroyed this country. The fight will go on. But try to remove our president illegitimately, and you will see an uprising in this country, and you will see a resounding victory in the 2018 elections. I can look down the road. I see what's happening. Donald Trump is going to run on jobs and growth and prosperity. The Democrats are going to run on impeachment. Let's get it on. I am so ready for that fight.
Exactly. Powerful information. Thank you, Roger Stone.
Great to be here, Alex.
And I'm done overall talking about Bannon, unless more crap comes out, and I'm sure it will. I just want to move on. I feel personally betrayed, very disappointed, and just seeing the whole thing makes me sick. We're going to come back, play a bunch of these clips, get to the 25th Amendment press conferences where they're openly saying he's insane, removing. Well, thank God we have an insane person running things as the country's coming back. Wow, old-fashioned Americana, how insane. Before we go any further, I have extended the New Year sales until Sunday, and we have free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all of our top items except some that are 67% off. We've stopped selling the Myco ZX at half off because it's close to selling out. It's back to full price. Great product. We've got Coil Silver about to sell out. It's 67% off. So I'm going to sell it at this price for one more day and then keep the little bit we have so we have a week or so of it at regular price, which is still a great deal. Coil Silver is amazing. We have the highest quality silver bullet, 67% off. We have the toothpaste selling out, 4 to 5 with Coil Silver and iodine, super blue for adults and children, and the mouthwash. That is set to sell out very, very, very soon, and it'll be February until we get more. So if you want to stock up on Super Blue, very close to cost, and Super Blue products, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And be sure to read the thousands and thousands of five-star reviews. But it's 50% off on Super Male Vitality. That happens very rarely. It's 50% off on the out-of-the-gate Cell Force with the BioPQQ and the CoQ10. It's 50% off on Super Male Vitality. It's 50% off on Survival Shield, Secret 12. It's all going to have to end because they're selling out. 50% off on Brain Force Plus. Try that. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide, and the entire Bannon betrayal has been sitting and waiting for months, crafted by Deep State, crafted by this Democrat henchman reporter known for BuzzFeed-like fiction pieces, Mr. Wolf, the wolf in the hen house. This whole thing has been tailored and prepared for when the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, came out and said Comey committed crimes, Comey did criminally leak, he lied to Congress and said he didn't, later he admitted he did. We have the Clinton Crime Network inside the FBI, the FBI coterie of Clinton underlings has been covering up crimes for decades, and persecuting and prosecuting innocent people to try to have a soft coup against the American people's move to put an American restorationist or populist back in the White House. And if Trump's anything, he's a populist, people's president, delivering with classic policies that empower the people. And it's breaking. On Infowars.com, we have the articles. We have the breakdowns of this. Justice Department from the Washington Examiner reopens Hillary Clinton email investigation. We knew that was coming. Criminal investigation reopened. The FBI previously investigated and declined to criminally prosecute Hillary Clinton for her use of the email server. We now learn that Comey had given her a letter months before saying the investigation's over. We're going to stage the interview. It's fake. Everything's okay. And not under oath. And then they sent over the very FBI agents involved at the Bureau with the PP dossier. All of them. Struck and all of them. The current weasel that's retiring. McCabe, all of it. The Department of Justice has caved to pressure from the White House and is reportedly reopening the investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. It was totally illegal. And it goes on from there. So that's what all of this is about. Trump is insane. Trump's a racist. Trump does this. Trump does that. Because you've got U.S. private sector added 250,000 jobs, 250,000 jobs in December alone, way above estimates. Job cut announcements, the lowest since 1990. New business startups, the highest since 1984. Trump's about to make a big push against all the welfare queens that doubled under Obama, doubled to 100 million people on welfare and food stamps. To scale back welfare programs has the Republicans on edge. That's just some of what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what's got them so incredibly panicked. But back to Bannon, saying the president never wanted to win, it's all fake, on and on and on, all these classic Democrat Party lies he put out. But then when he talks to his constituents on Breitbart Radio, I love him, what? He doesn't deny he made the quotes that we now know are recorded. He doesn't deny any of it. He doesn't deny the leaking. It's just, oh, but I'm going to run now. He's not going to make it. He's not going to make it. He's a fake. He's everything. But to the Breitbart audience, I love you. I love you. Imagine if I was in the New York Times. I hate the president. He's fake. He's a piece of crap. I was there. He gave money to the Russians. He did all this other stuff. Meanwhile, to you, I love you, America. I mean, I would expect to be tarred and feathered. Here's the thing. I don't get treachery. Scum and weirdos and lesser men, they always think it's cool to be treacherous. But don't worry. I'm vindictive. And I know the Lord says vengeance is his, and I understand that's God's prerogative. But I tend to think God works vengeance through men, doesn't he? Men that are willing to do whatever it takes. So I've asked to be that vessel if and when God ever chooses for whatever purposes. Because I am sick of scum. I am sick of liars. I'm sick of betrayers. And I'm sick of all these wimpy. You know one thing of people that are real dirty and floppy and have dandruff all over them and don't care how they look or whatever? That always lets you know they're so self-centered, they don't even want to look good for you. And they don't even respect themselves, so they don't respect you. And that's Stephen Bannon, a big, dirty, fly-covered creature just like Hillary and Obama. He's a pile of feces. Now, excuse me, I just have to be honest. It just happens sometimes. Meanwhile, Washington's growing obsession with the 25th Amendment. Oh, InfoWars is fake news. We just told you back in March from the meetings that that was going to be their next push. The Alzheimer's, the on and on and on. The early onset dementia. And here are the stories. NBC, CNN, Associated Press, Reuters. It's everywhere. Gone is Bannon's a Nazi. The new thing, Bannon's an angel that loves little black babies. He's a good man. We can trust anything he says. Forget our flip-flop. Washington's growing obsession. The 25th Amendment. Politico. Why, we get the news first from them, not that InfoWars. And then NBC reporter asked White House Press Secretary if POTUS is mentally ill. Should Americans be concerned about the president's mental fitness? Well, that's like asking the reporter, do you rape your husband? Do you rape your wife? Do you rape your dog? You go out in the middle of the night and climb up in trees and put on clown suits? I mean, do you Do you swim the English Channel on Christmas Eve every year? I mean, how many angels dance on the head of a pin? It's like they just do these accusations and then they just let them hang there. What about the president's fitness? He's restoring the republic, fulfilling his promises, and fighting to fulfill the others. And it just, it's all about their hoax, all about their lies, all about their hate, all about them capturing the country, all about them one more time beating us over the head into their submission. So here is a clip of the so-called reporter, of the little errand creature, the little errand boy, little errand girls that go in and they spew the talking points like a bunch of lemmings that just, like hocus pocus, they just keep casting the spell, but it doesn't work anymore because the spells never worked. We were all asleep. You were running things because we were asleep. You were at the wheel because we were asleep, not because we were scared of you. Now we see you at the wheel. Let's play the clip.
Questions. I'll try to make these simple. First, did the president?
You don't think I can handle the hard ones?
Did the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., commit treason?
I think that is a ridiculous accusation and one that I'm pretty sure we've addressed many times from here before. John Decker.
I can ask you after the tweet about nuclear threats, the nuclear button tweet. Should Americans be concerned about the president's mental fitness that he appears to be speaking so lightly about threats regarding the nuclear button?
I think the president and the people of this country should be concerned about the mental fitness of the leader of North Korea. He's made repeated threats. He's tested missiles time and time again for years. And this is a president who's not going to cower down.
The past day or so, we've seen President Trump attack the press, the Justice Department, and now his former allies.
Back that up again. Think about the underlying thing here. Not just that it's a talking point, not that it's pure bull. Kim Jong-un says, we may go ahead and just nuke you first. We can totally destroy you. We'll blow up South Korea. We'll blow up Japan. We'll attack whoever we want. The point, China even said stop it. And our president says, well, we've got a big nuclear arsenal, and ours works. If you try to hit us, you know, we've got a big force. That's standard for a president to say. If somebody's threatening. During the Cold War, our generals said that all the time, and the Russians would shoot their mouths off back and forth. The progenitor, the guy that kicked this off, is Kim Jong-un. And the media acts like Kim Jong-un and Trump are measuring their wee-wees in all these editorial cartoons and the rest of it. What's going on is we've got a mad, crazy demon, never worked a day in his life, a hereditary dictator with nuclear weapons, thanks to the Clintons, the globalists, the communist Chinese, and Trump standing up against it, and the whole world's in peril because of them, because of communism, because of globalism. But the traitor press sits there in one of our most dangerous hours and says our president's mentally ill, giving aid and comfort to the enemy. They're the traitors. They're involved in treason. They're the plague. They're the danger. Finish the clip, please.
Nuclear threats, the nuclear button tweet. Should Americans be concerned about the president's mental fitness that he appears to be speaking so lightly about threats regarding the nuclear button?
I think the president and the people of this country should be concerned about the mental fitness of the leader of North Korea. He's made repeated threats. He's tested missiles time and time again for years. And this is a president who's not going to cower down.
The past day or so, we've seen President Trump attack the press, the Justice Department, and now his former ally, Steve Bannon. By attacking critics and key institutions in our democracy, isn't the president engaging in authoritarian behavior?
Not at all. The president is simply responding often to news of the day. I think
we're going to break. That's good. Exactly. Fighting back against known lying scum, just countering them is authoritarian. So mentally ill, authoritarian, dangerous, going to nuke the world. These people are the enemy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com
and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Fuel your body with carnivore.